If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Time for our weekly visit with Richard Roper. Rich, good morning. Let's talk first about something I know that's on your mind, and all of us think about this from time to time. Can news coverage actually promote bad behavior?
Yeah, this is something you and I have been talking about going back to television back in the day, always fascinated with media coverage of things. And in this case, we're talking about the anti-immigrant and anti-Semitic graffiti and signage that has popped up. We had an arrest in Little Village of a multiple perpetrator. We had another incident a few weeks ago in Hyde Park, Bob. And I've had this conversation with a lot of people saying, well, you know, why do you want to amplify what these idiots are doing? Why does it, and TV news in particular always covers this. And I have to say, I'm on the side of covering this. You know, there is that, you know, that discussion that you have in a lot of editorial board meetings and newsrooms, whether it's radio, TV, or newspapers, or online news organizations. Are we giving them the attention they want by showing this? But I think if you bury your head in the sand, it just makes it worse. You have to amplify it. And in one case, we got an arrest because I think of the media coverage, at least in part. And of course, you have a lot of security cams. I think you have to let people know what's happening out there, even the ugly side of human nature.
You have to shine a light on these morons in some cases. Mm-hmm. But here's the way I see it. If you're talking about trying to control this coverage, back when there were only four or five stations, four or five channels, no internet, you could maybe. But if one news outlet decides we're not going to say anything about this vandalism or this hate crime, what good would that do?
Right. Well, you raise a good point, too, Bob, about how things have changed, because now you have the so-called citizen journalist. So someone's on X, or if you want to call it still Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, is going to show that anyway, and it's going to get picked up. And a lot of times that does actually influence news coverage, because people say, oh my God, this is getting so many impressions and so many likes. You know, this goes back for as long as we've had media coverage. You'll remember this, and I know a lot of your listeners will. Remember in the 1970s, there was the big controversy about we called them Illinois Nazis, as the Blues Brothers made fun of them. But it was, you know, this idiot publicity-seeking guy who was going to march in Skokie with these basically Illinois Nazis. And there was all these court battles, and they decided eventually to hold their rally in Marquette Park instead, I think in 1978. And as I recall, there were probably 20 ignorant, bigoted, pathetic morons in their little uniforms, and maybe 5,000 counter protesters, and probably dozens, if not hundreds, of media. And yeah, in some cases, you're thinking, "Wow, we've given them the attention." But if we're shining a spotlight on stupid, ignorant, bigoted idiots, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think we have to do it, especially in this day and age. You have to take these things seriously, because if you do look the other way, we've seen historically that's a bad, bad, bad approach.
Yeah, you always run the risk of copycat crimes, right?
Yeah.
But I have noticed in recent years, and it's been kind of an informal agreement among many of the more popular news channels to not repeat the names of assassins,
yes,
and
I
people
agree.
Who commit these terrible crimes, these terrible murders or hate crimes or some of this anti-Semitic, you know, graffiti that people are responsible for.
Try not to glorify the criminal.
Exactly.
It goes all the way back to, why do we know the name of Charles Manson more than J.C. Bringer, Abigail Folger, or things like that? But a lot of news organizations, and you'll see, like, you know, the New York Times, for example, when they're unfortunately, all too often, these mass shootings are, you know, they'll do huge profile pieces on all the victims. They're not just victims. Here are their lives. Here are their families. Here are all the things they did before this one horrific moment. I think that's a great thing.
Yes, and we've seen more of that.
Yes, much
thankfully.
More of that. Yeah.
Let's talk about this this commercial here before you leave here, because frankly, I don't know if I understand the controversy. Let's play some of this Sydney Sweeney ad for a jean company, right?
Yes, American Eagle Outfitters, not to be confused with our fine sponsor, AmericanEagle.com. This is American Eagle Outfitters, which have been around, of course, for 30 years at least.
All right, here's what we're going to talk about. So the internet has been quick to condemn this as promoting white supremacy and Nazi propaganda.
Yeah, it's a reach, you know, but it's that great genes, the play on words, right? Blonde, blue-eyed, American girl talking about great genes, and then people are saying, oh, are you saying like genes, like, you know, as in genes with a G? And this is what we talk about. To me, this is manufactured outrage, Bob. I believe there are some people who have some big giant button in their lairs that goes off when there's anything. And for people to say, you know, okay, so here's a company, American Eagle Outfitters, based in Pittsburgh, and for 30 years they've had goodwill, and they're all sitting around saying, here's what we should do. Let's take the 1% of moronic, bigoted, anti-Semitic, again, yeah, idiots from our previous segment on the Bob Surratt Show, and let's target them. And let's alienate the other 99% of good people with thinly veiled Nazi propaganda. And let's get Sydney Sweeney, who's a wonderful person and a famous actress, who's a great marketer, and let's get her to go in on the plant. I don't think so.
Yeah, what happened to just criticism about exploiting the female body? We're just bypassing that here.
You know, there's some of that too, and people are saying, "Oh, you know, they're exploiting her." And now, of course, you know, Sydney Sweeney is somebody who's very much in control of her own image and does what she wants to do.
So and she's also made like, no secret of the fact that she'll do anything for money.
Well, you know, she's got her bathwater soap that's out there. Uh-huh. She has done. I looked this up. She has done 10 movies and two TV series in the 2020s alone. So she's actually brilliant, and she's always out there on a jet ski, you know, looking good. Oh, hello, paparazzi. So, you know, to me, this is sort of like when people get worked up. You know, remember when Kid Rock was, you know, he was shooting cans of beer because he was mad. Then 2 weeks later, we see him holding the same beer. It's sort of like, are you really boycotting these jeans? Are you really not watching the NFL? I don't buy any of these boycotts or manufactured pieces of outrage. We have enough stuff to be really mad about in this world, not Sydney Sweeney in a pair of jeans.
The social media outrage and the boycotting is only going to help sell the jeans anyway.
Stock has gone up 17% this week.
Now, Richard Roper, I'll let you go work on some merchandising ideas for yourself.
Thank you.
Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design development and digital marketing agency.